Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by PenFed Credit Union. In Baltimore early this morning, work crews dismantled and removed all four of the city's Confederate statues from around the city overnight. This after the Baltimore City Council approved a plan Monday night to remove those statues. Maryland's governor, meanwhile, has decided the state should not be honoring Chief Justice Roger Taney, who wrote the 1857 Dred Scott decision.
Governor Hogan's asking for the statue outside the statehouse to be taken down, saying in a statement, "The time has come to make clear the difference between properly acknowledging our past and glorifying the darkest chapters of our history."
I just don't know that there is a clear political gain for him, which would lead me to believe his position on this has evolved.
St. Mary's College political scientist Todd Eberly. Hogan had previously called removing Confederate monuments political correctness run amok, as criticism from some of his opponents started ramping up.
Larry Hogan has sort of neutralized an issue, but it's an issue that I don't think an opponent would have gotten much mileage out of.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Trump says there is, as both sides were to blame for the Saturday violence in Charlottesville, Republican Virginia Congressman Scott Taylor disagrees. He says the finger points at those who organized the protest.
There's no question about it that they're 100% to blame. That doesn't excuse premeditated lawlessness, because you did see a very small percentage. The vast majority of the counter-protest were there to stand up to hate, for sure. But there's no question about it that the responsibility lies with that hate group that organized the protest.
Mourners will gather in Charlottesville today to honor Heather Heyer, the woman killed in Saturday's violence.
Time will also be taken in the coming days to remember the lives of the two state police who died in the helicopter crash on Saturday. A funeral for Trooper Pilot Burke Bates will be held Friday in Richmond. Lieutenant Jay Cullen will be remembered in a service on Saturday just outside of Richmond. Both will be buried in private services over the weekend.
Correspondent Kaylee Harton. The events in Charlottesville have also sparked local officials to take action to prevent similar violence, and that includes one Northern Virginia town that was once caught up in the Civil War.
What a terrible tragedy.
Leesburg Town Mayor Kelly Burke says she wants to be proactive in case a similar rally forms there. Some have been calling for a Confederate statue there to be taken down. Officials are already talking with police officials.
There were lessons to be learned in Charlottesville, and so those things are being discussed and looked at. So even if there is no rally scheduled, we're still going to continue the discussions.
Mayor Burke says it will be up to the county and state to make any decision about that statue. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Well, here's a heads up if you're planning to head to the Maryland beaches this weekend. A section of Route 50 is closed.
The eastbound Salisbury bypass is now closed. Charlie Geschler with Maryland State Highway says you can blame it on the rain.
In that area on the lower eastern shore really got a couple inches of rain. It exacerbated the left side now, so we have to close all of the eastbound Salisbury bypass. Westbound is not affected, so if you're leaving the Ocean Resorts and heading back toward the Bay Bridge, that's open.
Geschler says drivers will be detoured through the city of Salisbury for the time being. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,999, the NASDAQ at 63.33. Sports, the Nats stopped the Angels' winning streak behind a strong outing by Gio Gonzalez. The Mariners beat the Orioles again. WNBA, the Mystics host the Sparks tonight. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's the deal.
Traffic and weather, the day's top stories, and you.
This is a show that is open and welcome to both parties, Republicans and Democrats.
The Larry O'Connor Show, 3 to 6.
Let's have that conversation.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Meet the new Power Cash Rewards Visa Card from PenFed Credit Union. Earn unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases as an Access America checking account holder or member of the military. Start earning cash back on everything, everywhere. Apply today at PenFed.org. It's easy to apply and no military service is required for membership. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for
Save up to 70% during the Mattress Warehouse Labor Day Sale. With mattresses starting at just $99 in stock to take home today. Save up to $800 on select brands, including a free box spring. Or take advantage of a free adjustable base upgrade. Mattress Warehouse Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer now offering up to $500 off select Tempur-Pedic purchases. Plus an additional $300 in instant savings. Visit sleephappens.com to find a Mattress Warehouse store near you.
It's go time at Dunkin' Donuts. Get your day going with two wake-up wrap sandwiches for $2. Enjoy two egg and cheese wake-up wraps and add bacon, sausage, or ham for a dollar more. Perfect with a rich, smooth Dunkin' coffee. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bill, thank you very much. We have an accident eastbound on 66 at Monument Drive. It's on the shoulder. Police are on the scene. This report sponsored by AAA. 95 northbound between Dale City and the Capitol Beltway. It's a 20-minute trip. Should only take you about 14. 395 headed north from the Pentagon to the 3rd Street Tunnel. Very slow, about 12 minutes our travel time. The inner loop of the Beltway at 450 Annapolis Road. We have a pothole reported, so be careful there. 270 headed south from 121 to the Beltway. 35 minutes travel time. The BW Parkway southbound between 198 and the Beltway is about 22 minutes. And in District Heights, Pennsylvania Avenue southbound at Brooks Drive, an accident and authorities are there as well. You know, when your car breaks down, all you want to do is get back on the road and you want to do it quickly. And that's why there's AAA. 71% of the time, your AAA driver will get you back on the road. Plus, they arrive an average of 15 minutes faster than the competition. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
No rain, but it's fog now, but improving as we go through the morning. Dense fog advisory through mid-morning, then partly cloudy by this afternoon, 89. Some clouds tonight, a warm 74. Isolated thunderstorms tomorrow with showers and high 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 70 in Woodbridge, 69 in Beltsville, 74 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. President Trump's choice to succeed Jeff Sessions in the U.S. Senate advances to a GOP runoff in Alabama. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning, 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:35 this morning, we'll be joined by Robert Costa from the Washington Post. An update for us on what went down in some of those special elections yesterday, Utah, Alabama, and also some of the outcomes of that Trump press conference, including what's going on with all the palace intrigue, including Steve Bannon and all sorts of things there. Vince Colonnais sitting alongside Emily Miller is filling in for the vacationing Mary Walter. Emily, thank you as always.
Thank you for giving me that extra second to swallow my water. I saw that pause.
I'm nothing if not a gentleman. Thank you for acknowledging that. Let's move to Attorney General Ken Paxton, who's from the great state of Texas. Sir, thanks for joining Mornings on the Mall this morning.
Hey, glad to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you. And we're having you specifically because you're in kind of an interesting position. You've been threatening to sue the Trump administration here over deferred action, which is, again, this is the Dreamer program that President Obama put into place. I believe it's 5 years ago now. Yesterday was the anniversary of it, and it was to allow applications for young immigrants to get essentially amnesty, to not be deported. And you've been trying to sue to change that and now threatening to sue the Trump administration over it. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so it's very similar to DAPA. Obviously, DAPA related to the parents. We sued over that with 26 states total. Very beginning of my term, about 2.5 years ago, we were successful in getting an injunction to stop it, largely because it was ruled unconstitutional because the president had overstepped his power, didn't have the power to change law. And DACA is exactly the same. It's a different issue as it relates to children, but it's still an action by President Obama where he made up the law as opposed to implementing the law. And all we're arguing is that if there's going to be a change in immigration law, it needs to be done by Congress, not a president who's running amok.
And so even under President Trump, you say this qualifies as an abuse of the executive's power.
Well, so it wasn't Trump who put this into a place. All
right.
We're saying is, mm-hmm. You know, President Obama did not rescind it. He put it into place. And President Trump, during the campaign, had criticized it as being unconstitutional. All we're asking him to do now, just like he did with DAPA, is rescind it and get rid of the abuse of power and let Congress do their job.
Do you expect Congress to actually be able to do anything? They have not been successful in passing much.
Well,
legislation.
It's not my job to decide what policy there should and shouldn't be. It's just if we're going to have a change in law, if we can't let the president be the one that makes the change, that is obviously a complete violation of
the Constitution,
of what our founders so much cared about, which was separation of powers and letting government be divided as opposed to having an all-powerful president. So whether we like the policy or not, you know, whether you love it or you don't love it, it's still not the job of the president. Just make up law.
Your decision on whether or not to sue hinges around a specific date, September 5th. If President Trump doesn't announce a phase out of DACA, then a lawsuit will be coming. Why is September 5th the date?
You know, we just wanted to give the administration, we have a great relationship working with them. We wanted to give them time to look at it, consider it. We are in court. We've been in court on DAPA already. And all we're saying is, look here, we're going to give you some time. And if you do not rescind this, we're going to amend our complaint, which was the DAPA suit, which we won. We're going to amend our complaint and file a DACA claim as well.
If that DACA claim comes through, do you expect the Trump Justice Department to defend DACA?
Look, I don't know. I don't think in the end it is defensible. We've already gotten a preliminary injunction on DAPA where the court said we were likely to win on the merits at trial if we took it to trial. DACA is the exact same issue. It's the exact same violation of separation of powers, the exact same abuse by President Obama. So largely, I think it's going to be difficult for them to defend.
And tell me, I think it's now about 800,000 young illegal immigrants have been kept in the country based on this policy. How is it affecting Texas? Why do you want to sue?
Well, so, I mean, fundamentally, this goes back to something that I'm sworn to do, which is uphold the Constitution. And if we start making exceptions for made-up laws by presidents that we sort of like or sort of don't like, we run into this problem. Where does it stop? Where does the power of the presidency stop? And so we've made a decision that this is a clear violation of the Constitution, and we as Texans can't allow the president to overreach his power.
You know, you're getting some criticism here that, and you mentioned, of course, loyalty to the law, but you're getting criticism here from some members of the House Border Caucus, among others, who are saying that this will result in cruel and unjustifiable consequences for young Texans. How are you responding to that?
So I'd say the Border Caucus, you know, it's fundamentally they should care about how things get done. That if we start making exceptions for President Obama and allowing him to change the law, without any vote of Congress, without any debate by the people's elected representatives, then what stops President Trump from making up law that they don't like and pushing it forward? So, you know, they ought to look at the process. It really does matter in the end how it's done. And if we allow President Obama to do it, then presidents going forward can make up all kinds of different laws. And what do we do then?
Now, how many states' attorneys general are involved in this? Is this a solo Texas effort, or do you have others?
No, we have. We sent a letter. There were 10 states that sent the letter to President Trump asking him to rescind this.
Okay, and are these all Republican attorneys general?
Yes, I believe in this case it was all Republican attorneys general.
And was there an effort to try and get Democrats to join it?
You know, we always try to include Democrats and Republicans. Sometimes we get Democrats, sometimes we don't. A lot of times when we were suing the Obama administration, we did not get Democrats, but occasionally we did. In this case, we did not get, there were no other Democrat states that participated.
Just bringing this sort of back to the real people involved, is it expensive for Texas tax dollars to be supporting these people, these young adults? Are there a lot of, you know, criminal illegal aliens being legally kept in the country? What's the real-life consequences of it?
Yeah, so in Texas, there's clearly costs. We had to demonstrate the impact of those costs when we filed the lawsuit. You know, there ends up being health care costs, education costs.
Mm-hmm.
There's law enforcement costs. Illegals in our state we've been tracking crimes since 2011, so the last 6 years. We've had over 500,000 crimes committed by illegals in our state.
Wow, that's an astonishing number. 500,000 crimes in Texas by illegal aliens.
So you hear this argument, you know, there's no impact. There clearly is an impact from a crime standpoint. And so, you know, that's why this whole illegal immigration issue has to be dealt with, because it's having a dramatic impact on our crime statistics on our crime and on victims in this state.
Yeah. Real quickly, you've been taking on these Obama amnesty programs for a while now. Have you had any communication with the Trump administration? Have any sense at all of what their intention is for DACA?
You know, I don't know for sure. That's why we sent the letter. You know, they've had a lot to deal with in the first 6 months. They've been, you know, we had 27 lawsuits that we filed against the federal government over my little over 2.5 years in office. And so it's been difficult for them to get through every one of those all at once. But we've had success. For instance, we did have success on DAPA. They did rescind it. It didn't happen on day one, but it happened, you know, about 5 months into the administration. So I guess what I'd say is, yeah, we've been talking to them. We've had cooperation all along. We're hopeful that in the end, either prior to the lawsuit or after, that we'll get this resolved prior to going to actual trial.
Well, we might find out by September 5th. That's the deadline you've given them. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, thanks very much for giving us insight this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. Y'all have a
good day. God bless Texas.
You too. 8:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Vince. We have several accidents in Virginia. 95 northbound just past Lorton, Route 642. It's on the shoulder. Police are there. Eastbound 66 at Monument Drive, an accident blocking the right lane. In Chantilly, Route 50 westbound just before Gum Spring Road. That's Route 659, of course. In Ashburn, Belmont Ridge Road at Creighton Road, a crash. Lanes are blocked. Police and the fire department there as well. Route 95 in Triangle, just past Route 619, there's a crash. It's been moved to the shoulder, the inner loop of the Beltway at the 450 Annapolis Road. A pothole still blocking the right lane. And in District Heights, Pennsylvania Avenue southbound at Brooks Drive, watch out for a crash with police on the scene. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right. Careful out there. There's still a fog advisory until 9 a.m. this morning. Today, we have areas of dense morning fog. Cloudy skies this morning will become partly cloudy. This afternoon, high of 89 degrees. Tonight, a few clouds, low of 74. Tomorrow, there'll be showers in the morning with isolated thunderstorms arriving in the afternoon, a high of 87 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 74, 8:17 on WMAL.
Turn your passion for travel into a fulfilling career. Register today with ITMI, the leader in tour guide certification for over 40 years. Search ITMI Tour Guide Training online. That's ITMI Tour Guide Training.
All right, let's play a Cut 46. This is the President of the United States yesterday speaking to the press. Again, he was coming out to make an infrastructure announcement. That didn't go well because it got overshadowed by all of this conversation.
I didn't wait long. I wanted to make sure, unlike most politicians, that what I said was correct, not make a quick statement. The statement I made on Saturday, the first statement, was a fine statement, but you don't make statements that direct unless you know the fact. It takes a little while to get the facts. You still don't know the facts. And it's a very, very important process to me. And it's a very important statement.
And waiting to get the facts, he said, explaining why his Saturday statement didn't sound like his Monday statement ultimately. Mm-hmm. But again, I view those things as like, hey, holistically, they're all together. I mean, this is the president's opinion given to us over the course of 4 days.
And you mentioned this earlier, but remember when President Obama voiced every time there was any kind of sort of civil unrest like this, President Obama was right out there making comments.
That's true.
Way before the facts were known.
And I mean, in a similar, when you had the church shooting, the President Obama never mentioned white supremacy in his first statement. He mentioned racial hatred, yes, but he never mentioned white supremacy. He eventually, you know, eventually we see that too. And in President Trump's case, he doesn't mention white supremacy by name, though he should have, I believe, in that first statement. But he eventually did. He did on Sunday for sure when the White House released a statement. He did on Monday for sure when he gave his own statement. Then he comes out yesterday and goes to war with the press again. I'll play a little more for you now. This is the president, you know, saying, look, there was violence on both sides of this equation. And he also started using a term that you might not have heard before, the alt-left.
Define alt-right to me. You define it. Go ahead.
Well, I'm saying,
Senator, define it for me. Come on, let's go. Define
Senator McCain defined them as the same group.
Okay, what about the alt-left that came charging at me? Excuse me. What about the alt-left that came charging at the, as you say, the alt-right? Do they have any semblance of guilt?
This is failure.
Let me ask you this. What about the fact that they came charging with clubs in the hand, swinging clubs? Do they have any problem? I think they do.
Sorry.
So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that was a horrible, horrible day. Wait a minute. I'm not finished, fake news.
I think that's Jim.
It makes you laugh every time he does it. I can't help myself.
I think that was Jim Acosta's murmurs you heard in the background.
Fake news. He just calls them fake news.
Speaking of Acosta, this is how Jim reacted to that press briefing
CNN's
yesterday.
CNN's Jim Acosta.
That's true. CNN, he's so famous now. We just call him Acosta. He's like one. He's like
but
Prince
there's also
now.
A labor secretary, the same name, is what I want to clarify.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody thinks about.
There's no risk people are confusing those Acostas. Let's go to the Cut 56. This is CNN's Jim Acosta reacting to that press briefing yesterday.
When you're watching it here in person, you were not just seeing a press conference go off the rails or jump the tracks. You were watching a presidency go off the rails.
A presidency go off the rails.
He's the White House correspondent. He is supposed to be at least slightly impartial, but
well,
the White House just went off the rails. So is he going to be covering a White House off the rails for the next 4 years?
This is what they call news analysis. This is when you're allowed to jump off the rails yourself of just
which, by the way,
news.
On the screen on CNN all day was White House has gone off the rails. That's like they're really big on the rails yesterday.
Yeah, well, CNN. Who do you think has gone off the rails today? 888-630-9625, 888-630.
This is making me go off the rails.
WMAL. Let's get some more from Jim Acosta. I said earlier, you think he went peak Acosta then? Oh, no. Here's some more. Here's Jim Acosta, Cut 57, going like full tilt.
Felt very comfortable espousing some views that are very, I mean, I would say they're almost white nationalist light in that he was complaining, bemoaning the removal of Confederate statues across the country and asking whether or not George Washington and Thomas Jefferson are next.
The CNN White House correspondent just said the president of the United States is white nationalist light. First of all, that's not a real thing. President of the United States is not a racist. And
right.
So, there is a reason to link together first president George Washington and Thomas Jefferson with these Confederate statues because they were slave owners.
Mm-hmm.
And Thomas Jefferson, in fact, had many children with one of his slaves. So there is a reason to link them together. But Acosta says that makes him a racist.
Poor Jim. All right, we'll talk more about this in a second. 822 on WMAL.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Show Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Get ready to start flipping houses overnight for a nice profit. The NV Real Estate Academy is now giving away their Fortunes in Flipping Kit for free. This kit has helped thousands of rookie investors just like you learn how to flip houses for large profits, and it can help you too. Call now to get your free kit and learn the secrets of flipping houses with other people's money or partnering with the NV Real Estate Academy Network to get your deals funded. Plus, you'll get their new groundbreaking tax lien investing kit that'll show you how to earn government secured returns up to 18%. Annually and how to buy highly discounted tax delinquent properties. So if you're ready to make some extra cash, call 1-800-614-2119 now to get your free kit. Call 800-614-2119 now and you'll also get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, a smartwatch, and flash drive loaded with vital information, plus a national government auction list of properties for sale, all free just for attending. Call 800-614-2119. That's 800-614-2119.
At the Big Screen Store, save big for Labor Day. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99.
Whoa!
A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Come see Samsung's revolutionary QLED TVs, a breakthrough in brightness and color. Plus, save an additional 15% with special 36-month financing on Samsung's best TVs with your big screen card.
Now that's big.
The Big Screen Store. Labor Day savings start now. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details, store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
We
can't forgive your sins, but we can reward them. Only at Live Casino and Hotel. Indulge in our 7 Lively Sins promotion and win your share of $350,000 in prizes. Be one of 140 winners every Friday and Saturday to win sinful prizes, including a 1920s classic mob car, tickets to a Victoria's Secret fashion show, and more. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, thank you very much. 395 northbound from the Pentagon to the 3rd Street Tunnel. It's twice the normal travel time. It's taking you 8 minutes to do that distance. The Anacostia Freeway southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge, all jammed up at 17 minutes. This report sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. In Virginia, 95 northbound, just past Lorton Road, there's a crash on the shoulder. 66 eastbound at Monument Drive, slow because of an earlier accident. That has been cleared. And the inner loop of the Beltway at Annapolis Road, a pothole is still plaguing traffic there. The right lane is taken out. In Crofton, northbound Crane Highway and Wellfleet Lane, there's a crash. In Bethesda, 270 Spur southbound after the Beltway, an accident blocking the center lane. And in District Heights, Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue southbound at Brooks Drive, watch out for an accident with police on the scene. As for mass transit, it is on or very close to schedule. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Big fog in spots this morning. Dense fog advisory through mid-morning. That'll go away. Becoming partly cloudy as we go through the afternoon, up to 89 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
75 degrees in the nation's capital, 826.
That he certainly is racist adjacent, and he certainly is sympathizing with Nazis and white supremacists today.
That's CNN's Don Lemon reacting to the fact that the president pointed out there was violence on both sides in Charlottesville. Let's go to DJ in Fairfax calling in this morning. Good morning, DJ. Our morning's on the mall.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Morning. Good, sir.
All right. Yeah, I watched that. I'm a black guy myself, and I'm independent. I like Trump. A lot of us black folks do like Trump, believe it or not.
Uh-huh.
I think
Do you see him as Don Lemon has said, as racist adjacent or racist in any way?
No. President? I mean, for years, Donald Trump he speaks his mind.
That's for
and
sure.
Like most New Yorkers, when you talk to a New Yorker, they're going to speak their mind. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, Asian, whatever.
So what did you think of him speaking his mind yesterday, of what he said?
I thought he was right.
In what way?
When you look at the videos, the guys carrying the tiki torches, they look like a bunch of little college preppy kids. They were kind of laughing. I think the whole thing was staged pretty much myself.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at a lot of the photos and stuff and the camera angles, like, how did these people know to be on the roofs of these buildings to catch, you know, the crowd at a certain time when the car is going to come crashing down? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, however they got there, DJ, they definitely have everybody hot and bothered. You're right about that. That's the impact. And Kathy, real quickly, in Fairfax, you're up next. What do you think, Kathy, of the president?
Hi, guys. Great show. You know what? I'm absolutely 100% behind President Trump. I think everything that he had to say was spot on.
Did you think he was inconsistent with his prior statements?
Absolutely not. I like the way he thinks about things. I like the way he waits for the facts to come out. And I absolutely think it's a gross difference in the way Obama used to conduct himself. And I appreciate the fact that he's honest.
Thank you very much, Kathy. Appreciate that insight to this morning. 8:29 now on WMAL.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owner's insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto Owners Insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
All right, joining us in a second, Robert Costa of the Washington Post. We'll ask him about what happened in those special elections yesterday, settled in Alabama and Utah, and what's coming next. 8:30 now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Four Confederate monuments that have stood for decades in Baltimore are now gone. All four removed overnight, just a little over 24 hours after the Baltimore City Council approved a plan to remove them. Crews took down the Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson Monument from a city park. They also removed Baltimore's Confederate Soldiers and Sailors Monument, the Confederate Women's Monument, and the Roger Taney Monument. As Confederate monuments and statues all over the country start coming down, there is one that maybe harder than most to get rid of.
There's a large state-owned carving of Confederate icons Jefferson Davis, Robert E. Lee, and Stonewall Jackson in Stone Mountain, Georgia. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams wants it gone.
It is 2017, and now is the time for us to have a conversation about removing the last vestiges of that type of hatred.
But Atlanta resident Bernard Adams says that won't improve relations in the country.
It's history. That's all it is. If we talk about racism, racism isn't a symbol. It's a person.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Mourners will gather today in Charlottesville to honor 32-year-old Heather Heyer, the woman killed in the Saturday violence.
Heyer's family has received an outpouring of support from all over this country, but they have not yet spoken directly to President Trump. Among his remarks last night, he mentioned he will be reaching out to them.
Correspondent Kaylee Harting. And police think the deaths of a man and a woman last night in Upper Marlboro may have been the result of a murder-suicide. The two were found about 8:30 in a home on New Arcadia Lane. No names have been released. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,999, the Nasdaq at 63,33. Sports, Howie Kendrick homers twice as the Nats beat the Angels. The Orioles lose to the Mariners. WNBA, the Mystics take on the LA Sparks at home tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. This summer, before you hit the road for that long family vacation, remember, driving the speed limit isn't just for safety. It also helps your fuel efficiency. According to the EPA, driving 55 miles per hour compared to 65 miles per hour can improve gas mileage by as much as 15%. Using the cruise control can help achieve this, and maintaining a constant speed typically delivers better fuel economy than varying your speed. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Is there anything more annoying than the sound of an old scratchy wiper blade? How about not being able to see? When it comes to wipers, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's quality education.
Our next undergraduate session starts August 21st. Our advisors can help you develop the right plan for you to earn a respected degree from a public state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
835 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bill, thank you. 395's HOV lanes headed north from the Beltway to Route 1, a 13-minute trip. It is just bumper to bumper. The George Washington Parkway northbound from the 14th Street Bridge to the Spout Run Parkway, 7 minutes. That's about 5 minutes more than it would normally take you. An accident on 95 northbound past Lorton Road. That's Route 642. It's on the shoulder. Police are on the scene. 66 westbound from the Roosevelt Bridge to the Beltway, 24 minutes of travel time. Route 50 westbound between the Beltway and New York Avenue is more like 7. In Bethesda, the 270 spur southbound, just before the Beltway, we do have an accident. It has been pushed to the shoulder. Police are on the scene. And in District Heights, Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, headed south at Brooks Drive, a crash with police there as well. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a day today. We've got to get through this thick fog this morning. Areas of dense fog. Dense fog advisory covers us on that. That's through mid-morning. Then the clouds give way to a partly cloudy afternoon, 89. Some clouds tonight, 74. Tomorrow, 87. Some showers around. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm in the afternoon. Maybe some severe weather on Friday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 in Herndon, 70 in Silver Spring, 75 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, 837 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us here, thanks for joining us here on Mornings on the Mall. My name is Vince Colonnais. I'm joined by Emily Miller in for the vacationing Mary Walter. Emily, good morning to you and thank you.
Good morning.
Glad to have
you. It's been a hot day. Lots of news.
Oh, yeah. Lots of news, which is why it's really great to have a reporter with us from the Washington Post, a guy by the name of Robert Costa. He's a national political reporter for the Washington Post, and he's a moderator for Washington Week on PBS. Bob, thanks for joining us this morning.
Great to be with you, too.
Nice to have you. So, I want to ask you about first the politics of the day, which includes some elections yesterday. In Utah, we saw John Curtis, the mayor of Provo, Utah, win to replace Jason Chaffetz. And then the really interesting race was this this Senate GOP primary in Alabama, which featured Roy Moore, Luther Strange, Mo Brooks, all facing off. And it all seemed like one big referendum on who was the most Trumpian. They were certainly trying to tie themselves to the president, who's still very popular in the state of Alabama, with both Roy Moore and Luther Strange coming out on top. Give us your assessment of how that race went down and how we got there.
It's an interesting race because President Trump's endorsed pick, Senator Luther Strange, the incumbent who's an ally of Leader McConnell in the Senate, he came in second to Judge Roy Moore, who's the famous former state Supreme Court justice, a conservative who clashed over having the Ten Commandments displayed on public ground and same-sex marriage down in Alabama. Because Luther Strange came in second, he still made the runoff. But because it came in second, it raises some questions about the power of a Trump endorsement in a Republican primary. It wasn't enough to get Senator Strange to the top of the pack. But still, Senator Strange has a lot of money behind him. He's pretty well positioned for the runoff.
Do you sense that this runoff will be equally about President Trump and how much these guys connect with the president or have any identity with his agenda?
I think it's going to be not so much connecting with President Trump, but more the outsider ethos in American politics. Roy Moore really is an outsider, not well liked by his own party. Will he be able to win over some of the votes that went to Congressman Mo Brooks, who did not make the runoff? Can he consolidate conservatives around him and really paint Luther Strange as an insider, and Strange is going to run close with President Trump. I'm his pick, he'll say, as he has been saying on the campaign trail, vote for me.
So, Bob, switching topics, how about Steve Bannon? We've seen the president was asked at that wild press conference yesterday about his future, whether he's going to stay. Yesterday, I think I saw a story, Bannon out by the end of the week. Today, he's fine. So what's your take? You've got the best sources. What do you know?
Well, I think the thing that's so intriguing about Bannon is that this is someone who we never see in public, that declines every interview request. He's holed up in an office at the old executive office building, the Eisenhower office building.
Oh, I always thought he was in the West Wing.
Oh, well, he is in the West Wing, but he's because the West Wing's under renovation.
Now, right. Okay, got it.
Right, just now. But what we're seeing with Bannon is this: he's become this dramatic national figure. Everyone talks about Bannon, yet he's never really seen. And it's just, I think he's become kind of a mirror for how a lot of people see this administration. His critics are inside and out, want him to go. But the president...
Nancy Pelosi called for him to be fired.
She did. And that in this White House, that may be helpful.
Right, exactly.
So as you track this, I mean, we've heard a lot of rumors about firings in the White House, people moving on. But this one seems a little different, especially because Trump has said some famous words here. He's saying, we'll see what happens, he said yesterday during that press briefing. And that usually precedes that thing or person ending or losing its job. So what's the sense of is Bannon out this week? Could it be that quickly?
It could be that quickly. I think Bannon's under threat because of this new Josh Green book that really portrays Bannon as a mastermind of the 2016 campaign. In fact, I think it's not the platform for the alt-right quote of Bannon that's going to get him in trouble if he ever gets fired, because he gets too much credit for winning last year's election. But it's hard to say. I think the president knows there will be a real reaction within some elements of the party and the base if he gets rid of Bannon
his
in a way
supporters.
That's very different than getting rid of Reince Priebus.
Well, what role does the H.R. McMaster fight play in all of this? Because what you just said is about this Josh Green book is wrapped up in like the president maybe not wanting to be overshadowed by one of his surrogates, Steve Bannon, who, as you said, has been quiet, but he's being credited as sort of being the mastermind in the White House. But then you've got this fight with H.R. McMaster, the president's national security advisor, a fight for which Steve Bannon has been routinely blamed, that he's calling on his allies to make these allegations in public. Is that resonating at all with the president, and would that be considered the rationale for why he might disappear?
I think it resonates to some point with the president. Based on what I'm told, he doesn't want to have the distraction and drama, but it's more, does it resonate with John Kelly, the new chief of staff? Is he just sick of the idea that Bannon is supportive of these attacks against McMaster? Bannon denies that he's behind the McMaster attacks, but we also got to remember, there's a real policy divide between Bannon and McMaster. They don't agree on Afghanistan. They don't agree on foreign policy. It's not so much a battle of personality. It's a battle of positions.
So, all right, changing topics, more palace intrigue, because those of us in D.C. love this stuff. So apparently Hope Hicks is going to be communications director number 7, probably permanently. What do you think about that pick?
Well, Hope Hicks is 28 years old, and she's a real confidant of President Trump. She's already the director of strategic communications. I think she is going to expand her footprint within the West Wing. I think this shows us that the president's not trying to bring in an outsider or someone who's going to try to tell him what to do. And Hope Hicks, you got someone he trusts, someone who really goes along with President Trump's instincts and tries to make him comfortable in expressing himself rather than saying, tiff, tiff, don't do this or don't do that.
Do you think it'll be a traditional White House communications director? Like she will be Sarah Huckabee's boss?
No, I do not think it'll be like that at all. She'll be more of a higher level, working directly with the president, communications director. She's not going to be in front of the podium, I'm told. She's not going to be trying to supplant Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Will she be doing surrogate stuff? I've never seen Hope Hicks do a TV interview. Does she do them? Never,
no, she's
right?
Never done a TV interview. She rarely speaks publicly. I don't think that's going to change. I think this just means she's going to have more power in determining the message.
It's so interesting. Well, we're tracking it, and we're glad you are. And thanks for sharing your insight this morning, Robert Costa from
Good
the Washington Post.
Good to talk to you, Bob.
Thank you.
8:44 now on WMAL.
He's a watchdog on Wall Street and a champion for investors. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
August heat and humidity belong outside your home, not in it. EnergyStar.gov reports standard double-pane windows allow about 75% of the sun's heat into your home. While Thompson Creek has a cure that can keep you cool and lower your air conditioning bills, this is Mary Walter, and Thompson Creek's amazing windows can reduce solar heat gain and keep you comfortable. Thompson Creek is a name you can trust. They design, build, and install windows made specifically for our climate and just for your home. They eliminate the middleman and build their windows in their own local factory. It's true, there's never a middleman, and Thompson Creek is completely accountable to just you. Call now to save $200 on every window, plus no money down and no interest until 2019. See thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK before this offer is gone.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Okay, well, it's 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's our Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bench 395 northbound, very slow from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge. It's about a 20-minute commute. The outer loop past River Road, there's a crash. It is on the shoulder, but police are on the scene, and I can tell you this one involves three vehicles. 95 northbound, just past Lorton Road, an accident on the shoulder with police there as well. Belmont Ridge Road in Ashburn, at Creighton Road, there's a crash. Lanes are blocked. Police and the fire department there. In Hyattsville, Veterans Parkway northbound at Annapolis Road, a crash. And in Bethesda, the 270 Spur southbound, just before the Beltway, there's an accident moved over to the shoulder. And right now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a day today. We've got to get through this thick fog this morning. Areas of dense fog. Dense fog advisory covers us on that. That's through mid-morning. Then the clouds give way to a partly cloudy afternoon, 89. Some clouds tonight, 74. Tomorrow, 87. Some showers around. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm in the afternoon. Maybe some severe weather on Friday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 75 degrees, 8:46 now on WMAL. All right, so out of Charlottesville, the buried lead in Charlottesville is what the whole thing was about. And it was the removal of that Robert E. Lee statue in what's now known as Emancipation Park there in Charlottesville. And in Maryland, meanwhile, you've got Governor Larry Hogan announcing that he released a statement about the Justice Roger B. Taney statue on the grounds of the Maryland State House. This is, again, remember, Republican Governor Larry Hogan in Maryland saying the following. Quote, as I said in my inauguration, Maryland has always been a state of middle temperament, which is a guiding principle of our administration. While we cannot hide from our history, nor should we,
the free state,
the time has come to make clear the difference between properly acknowledging our past and glorifying the darkest chapters of our history. With that in mind, I believe removing the Justice Roger B. Taney statue from the State House grounds is the right thing to do, and we will ask the State House Trust to take that action immediately. I should point out that, of course, this has nothing to do with the Confederacy. This is to do with the Dred Scott decision, the 1857 Dred Scott decision that Taney wrote. And the decision upheld, he wrote a decision upholding slavery from the grounds of the State House in Annapolis.
Meanwhile, overnight in Baltimore, which is my hometown, we can't do this on the radio because we can't show you, but go look at photos or videos of what happened. They took down four Confederate statues overnight in the middle of the night. Snuck them out. It was decided by the mayor. City council decided to do this. I mean, I grew up looking at those statues, not really knowing what the meaning of them are. It's just pretty amazing to see how they did this. There was obviously maybe they did it in the middle of the night to avoid any kind of violence turning out. But
well, as we were waking up this morning, you and I mean around like 3 o'clock or so,
yes,
they were in the process of black bagging these statues in Baltimore.
As I said, growing up in Baltimore, seeing these statues just as part of the landscape, just pulling these statues down in the middle of the night. I don't know. What are they going to just start to go? I just see them going, what next? Do we go into the history books and just pull out the Civil War and pretend it didn't happen?
Well, all four. There were four of them. The Confederate Soldiers and Sailors Monument on Mount Royal Avenue. The Confederate Women's Monument on West University Parkway. The Roger B. Taney Monument on Mount Vernon Place. And the Robert E. Lee and Thomas J. Stonewall Jackson Monument.
And that's a beautiful
one. In the Wyman
one.
Park Deli.
Yeah.
Dell, rather. So that's they've all been removed.
I don't know. Have they said where they're putting them? The city count. I mean, I think they're putting them outside the city somewhere.
I don't know where they'll end up, but I do know that this
these
was
are
on,
historical monuments. They've been up there for, you know, maybe even over 100 years.
This is on Monday night they made this decision. The Baltimore City Council passed a resolution calling for the immediate deconstruction of the monuments. Just days after that Unite the
How
Right
do you
rally.
Explain that to kids when you drive by those places and suddenly those monuments missing.
Oh, look at the sun. It's unblocked by any monument. 850 on WMAL.
Gabapentin, Neurontin, and surgery are no longer your only option for neuropathy treatment. If you suffer from stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, or feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot, you need to know about the non-drug and non-surgical treatment for peripheral neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. Our treatments can rehabilitate damaged nerves. So stop masking your pain with drugs that only offer temporary relief and come with a laundry list of side effects. Our treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520. Or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Driving in today's cars with the latest technologies is distracting enough. Now imagine trying to do that with attention deficit disorder. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Perhaps it comes as no surprise to learn that people who have ADHD get into more car accidents than people who don't. And of course, it makes it hard to concentrate and makes someone more likely to fidget and have problems with impulse control. That could mean that the inability to ignore a ringing cell phone could be a problem, or to just let an annoying song play out on the radio without the need to change it. An interesting new Swedish study found that nearly a quarter of car crashes involving people with ADHD could be avoided if they had been appropriately treated. Also of note, from researchers at the UVA Health System study, car crashes involving ADHD patients often happen later in the evening when their medications may have worn off. Who knew? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention investors, protect your IRA or 401k by storing your retirement at home with an Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRA. Call Augusta today at 888-852-4788 for a free guide on transferring a portion of your IRA or 401k into approved physical gold and silver coins and store them in your safe at home or at your local bank. Call 888-852-4788 today and discover how you can get up to $2,000 in silver free. Call 888-852-4788. That's 888-852-4788.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Are your medical bills piling up due to cancer or another serious illness? You are not alone. Many people face this challenge. Here's how Coventry Direct can help. You can receive an immediate cash payment by selling your life insurance policy. If you have $100,000 or more of life insurance, you may be eligible to sell your policy, even a term policy. To find out if you qualify, call Coventry Direct today at 1-800-376-8700 to speak to one of our policy specialists. That's 1-800-376-8700. The cash you receive from selling your policy can be used to help pay medical bills or whatever you choose to give you financial security and peace of mind. Call Coventry Direct at 1-800-376-8700 or visit us at CoventryDirect.com. Coventry Direct, giving you the cash you need when you need it most. Coventry Direct is a marketing company and will refer qualified policies to a licensed entity.
This is Parkinson's disease.
Hello.
When it comes to doing the things you want, Parkinson's can be a real challenge. Now meet Stuart.
Hi there.
He was diagnosed with Parkinson's a few years ago. For Stuart and his carer, slowness and stiffness are often a part of their day. That means Parkinson's does its best to get in their way.
That's right.
Let's see. What's on our to-do list today? We need to pick up the...
Nope.
Well, we should at least start that.
No.
Can we get going on that?
Nursery.
Parkinson's is a progressive condition, and as it progresses, the changes you face can be trying.
What about...
Out of the question.
At least we
can... No way.
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more about Parkinson's and the challenges you may be dealing with. You can also sign up to receive more information and an educational resource kit at no cost. Talk to your doctor about all your symptoms. At factsonpd.com, you can take a short quiz designed to prepare you for your next doctor visit.
What is your Parkinson's getting in the way of today?
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more. Brought to you by AbbVie.
855 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Vince, on the Beltway's outer loop, a crash just past River Road. It's on the shoulder. Police are there. I must tell you, three vehicles are involved. Outer loop from 95 to the 270 spur, very slow indeed. A 34-minute trip. That's about 20 minutes more than it should take you. The inner loop from 95 to the BW Parkway, 17 minutes. And the Anacostia Freeway southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge. It is jammed up. In Crofton, northbound Crane Highway and Wellfleet Lane, an accident. And Bethesda, 270 spur southbound before the Beltway, an accident moved to the shoulder. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use the TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Thick fog in spots this morning. Dense fog advisory through mid-morning. That'll go away, becoming partly cloudy as we go through the afternoon, up to 89 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 75 degrees, 856 on WMAL.
Ready to trade sitting in traffic for sitting on the beach? Don't miss the Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services, Sunday afternoon at 3 here on WMAL.
You struck a nerve with me.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
It's insanity.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
You gotta hear this.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Chris Plant here. I look forward to the Media Research Center's gala every year, but this year I'm really excited. It's the MRC's 30th anniversary, so they're rolling out their best show ever. Over 1,000 conservatives, including yours truly, plus Brigitte Gabriel, Mark Levin, Rush Limbaugh, Cal Thomas, and many others, gathering in Washington on September 21st for a night of great fun at the expense of the liberal media. To learn more, go to mrc.org/gala. mrc.org/gala.
Looking to buy your first home but scared off by the big down payment?
Yeah, after paying for the wedding, we're afraid we'll be renting forever and miss out on these low interest rates.
Fear not. You can buy a home now with a zero down mortgage from NASA Federal. Plus, there's no private mortgage insurance. You could save thousands not paying PMI.
Wow, with no down payment and no PMI, we could buy that house we saw last weekend.
The zero down mortgage with no PMI is perfect for first-time home buyers who want to take advantage of historically low rates but can't swing the down payment. Just call 855-371-NASA or visit NASA. fcu.com/371.
I can't wait to give our landlord the notice.
To end your rental woes, call 855-371-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/371.
But I don't work for NASA.
You don't have to work for NASA to get a zero down mortgage with no PMI from NASA Federal. Just call 855-371-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/371.
Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. For more details about credit cost terms and conditions, call 855-371-NASA.
Dentist. Even the word makes some people uneasy. Bad dental experiences may have kept your smile hidden for years, but that is about to change. Hi, I'm Dr. Uprelli from the Cascade Center for Dental Health, where we create smiles that help bring out the confident you. Our super friendly staff and incredibly experienced dentists can handle everything from a cavity to full mount dental implants, all in one office with one doctor, saving you both time and money. And with sedation dentistry, pain and fear is a thing of the past. At Cascades, we have a board-certified anesthesiologist that can keep you completely comfortable or help you sleep through your entire procedure. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Over the last 15 years, I've helped thousands of your friends and neighbors at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace. Learn more about sedation dentistry, find out about our modern implants, and our 10-year guarantee at CascadesDental.com or call 866-25-25. Sleep.
Looking for a new battery? Then head to Advance Auto Parts for low prices and free service.
Right now, Autocraft batteries start at just $69.99, with free testing and installation on most vehicles at most locations. And if you're a Speed Perks member, you'll earn up to $20 in rewards for every battery purchase. Visit Advance Auto Parts for details and to find a store near you. Or stop by a participating CarQuest Auto Parts location. Don't miss out. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
Right, the president just tweeting, "Make America Great Again." That's
all caps.
That's his message. Emily Miller, thank you for everything this week.
It's been so much fun. I'll tell you one thing. I'll be sleeping till about 11 a.m. tomorrow.
All right. Well, then you're going to probably miss...
After 3 days of 3 a.m.
You're going to miss part of Chris Plant then. Go ahead, Chris. What are you doing today?
Oh, nothing, I think. You know, maybe... Are you aware of the fact that there are
three... Will you make America Great Again?
Well, I'll see what I can do. Are you aware that there are three statues of Lenin on display in the United States of America? This is... It's a wonderful story. Yeah, and I don't know. What would you tear down? Baltimore pulled a sneaky trick overnight.